This has been like 5 minutes on the Sefer of Tanya. Right now we're just going to do a brief introduction. The Alter Rebbe was born in 1745, died in 1812. The Alter Rebbe is the main Talmud of the Maggid of Mizrech. The Baal Shem Tov was the founder of Chassid, and we know very little factual materials about the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had a main Talmud, the Maggid of Mizrech, and the Maggid's main Talmud was the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is the person that the Maggid asked to write the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is what Hasidim use as their primary halachic sefer, which is a marvelous sefer. It's, as Rav Zevin says, it's like a sefer limud, not a sefer piskei dinim. It's a type of sefer that you mamish learn through. Unbelievable sefer. And the Alter Rebbe also had groups of people who would get together with him, and he would teach in Yonim in, I'd say, the chitzonius of the pnimius of Kabbalah, right? Meaning that you could have the pnimius of the pnimius, that's like deep Kabbalah. Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov, the famous story when Eliyahu HaNavi met him, like, Emos Eicha Asimar, when are you going to come? The question is, when's Eliyahu going to come to be Mevaser the Geula? So he said, Lukishiyo Futsu Mai Nosecha Chutza, when you start spreading the wellsprings, which means when you start teaching Torah's Hanistar to the Hamonam. Traditionally, Jews always learned Kabbalah. There was always tzaddikim who learned Kabbalah. What Hasidus did is it made Kabbalah into our larger movement because it's supposed to hasten the Geula. That was the story of the Baal Shem Tov. The Alter Rebbe had groups of people who listen to him give talks about what I call the chitzonius of the pnimius of Torah. It's like the outer part of the inner part, if you know what I mean. And the students took notes on what the Alter Rebbe said. And these notes started getting around Europe. And there were lots of mistakes in it. Hence, in 1796, the Alter Rebbe decided he's going to publish the Tanya, which is those shiurim that he gave. Chassidim call Tanya the Torah Shebiksav of Chassidus. Like, Chassidus of Chabad in particular is very intellectual. There's a lot of discussion about God, what God is, etc., what our responsibilities are in terms of connecting to the Rabbanu Shalom. This is all found in Tanya. This is the Torah Shebiksav of the Chassidus. The idea of Tanya is to explain one pasuk, pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Kikor ve'lecha hadover mo'od, bofit beficho bovavcha la'asoso. That means, and the Alter Rebbe writes this in the Sharblat on the title page, that there is a derech arucha and a derech kitzara to understand this. The longer way to understand the pasuk of is that you have to spend a lot of time in Hisbonenus. What does it mean that it's very close to you, that you could do tshuva right away? What does that mean? So the longer version involves like Breslov. It involves spending time in the field and meditating on Hisbonenus, etc. The shorter version is that you are ma'orir the ahava misuteres, meaning that inside each yid, there is a neshama that yearns to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chassidus of Chabad is about bringing that little core of the neshama out so that people want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's kikar ve'lecha hadavar ma'od, right? It's close to you. All you got to do is access that little bit of neshama that's inside you. That's his yesod. Two other points to make. The Alter Rebbe had haskamas on the Tanya. One of the haskamas he got is from Reb Zusha of Annapolis. There were two brothers, no? Reb Elimelech of Lezhensk and Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha in.
Doesn't talk about a lot?
Yeah, they talk about each other all the time. Okay, these are two brothers. They spent years in Gaulis together. Like,
the famous story with the jail. I'm pretty sure, like, this is a Rabbi Malik story.
Yeah.
Like, that Rabbi was in the jail, and then he started, like, running and being all happy.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, so this is, so Reb Zusha wrote a Haskama on the Sefer Tanya. And Reb Zusha's Haskama basically says that this Sefer has to come out because there are Sofrim Mishunim, which means that he felt people are deliberately changing what the Alter Rebbe said. He doesn't write Sofrim Shonim, he writes Sofrim Mishunim. He felt that there are people who are deliberately changing what the Alter Rebbe said. There's also a few lines in the Haskamos over here. They write Yismach Yisrael. Yisrael refers to the Baal Shem Tov. They feel that the Baal Shem Tov is going to be very happy when this Sefer comes out. The children of the Alter Rebbe published the Sefer, and then the Sefer HaTanya came out. The Sefer HaTanya is called Sifro Shel Beinanim in Hasidim. Hasidim feel that the job is to attract, like what they call Anash, Anshe Shlomeinu, the standard person. It's not a book that's intended for tzaddikim. This is Sifro Shel Beinanim. The scary thing that we'll see as we go through Tanya is what it means to be a Beinoni.
Or the man, or something?
What?
Or you were Rishon compared to his Beinoni?
Yeah, so like we are so far away from the type of Beinoni that he's talking about. So Beinoni itself is like an aspiration. But what we'll see for the Alter Rebbe is that Beinoni does not mean the way we think about it usually this time of year, like Machtza, Zechuyas Machtza, Averos. But like half and half, that's not a Beinoni. For the Alter Rebbe, once you did a single Aveira ever in your life, you are not a Beinoni. You're a Rasha at the time that you do it, but at the time that you're thinking about Hashem, you're a Tzaddik at that time. Right? What exactly it means to be a Beinoni is coming attractions. So for next time in Yiras Hashem, we will we'll begin learning Tanya. This is just like the Hakdama, what we're trying to do. And we'll get here next time, and we should have a good day, Chevra. Thank you.